From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Forecasters are spending another weekend keeping a watch on tropical weather. Tropical Storm Lee is stalled along the Gulf Coast. And while the sun has been shining for some of today, New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu says it's not shining now, which he says is evidence residents are not out of the woods yet.
We are expecting 15 to 20 inches of rain in the New Orleans region as a result of the tropical storm. And as all of us who have been through this know, it's not how much we get, but it's how much we get in a short period of time.
The storm's slow pace could strain New Orleans' levee system that's capable of processing just 1 inch of rain an hour. There are scattered reports of water entering low-lying homes and businesses. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the storm has shut down some of the oil and natural gas production in the Gulf of Mexico.
Federal regulators say about half of the oil production in the Gulf has been halted because of the storm, and a third of the natural gas production. Shell Oil Company says it evacuated 858 people from the Gulf of Mexico and will start sending crews back out once it's safe to do so. Hercules Offshore operates primarily in the shallow waters of the Gulf. The company says it evacuated nearly all its rigs and plans to fly over affected infrastructure within the next day. A Hercules official says it could take 2 days to get crews back out to some of the facilities. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
President Obama is preparing to make a major job speech to a joint session of Congress in the coming week. He's expected to push for bipartisan action on tax credits and infrastructure spending to pull the economy out of the doldrums. A new jobs report from the Labor Department shows the unemployment rate staying stubbornly at 9.1%. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, that has some economists calling for more stimulus from Washington.
Over the past 6 months, the economy has been gaining fewer and fewer new jobs.
But we don't really understand it.
Martin Barnes is chief economist of BCA Research. He says at the heart of the problem is a lack of confidence by businesses.
We're trapped in this catch-22 where companies are nervous, so they don't hire, so that guarantees that consumer spending stays weak, and companies say, I'm glad we never hired. Look how weak the economy is, and you just go around in this ghastly loop. We've got to break out of that somehow.
Barnes says there is increasing talk by some policymakers and prominent economists of some form of additional short-term government stimulus coupled with a longer-term deficit reduction plan. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The head of Libya's National Transitional Council is giving Libyan cities still controlled by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi 1 week to surrender. Reuters is reporting the interim oil minister has been told one of those cities may have already changed control. The oil minister also announced oil production will start in about 10 days. Libyans are hoping its oil reserves can make them rich. This is NPR News from Washington. Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz has been in a letter-writing mood lately, and that's earned him lots of supporters to his political cause. A few weeks ago, Schultz called on fellow CEOs to join him in freezing campaign contributions to politicians until they end what he calls their hyper-partisan behavior. Now he wants to talk to the rest of America. From member station KPLU, Vanessa Romo has more.
Schultz is calling on all concerned Americans to put down the coffee and pick up the phone. As part of his highly publicized blitz to end partisan gridlock, Schultz will participate in a Conversation with America, a telephone town hall meeting on Tuesday, September 6th. In a full-page ad in the New York Times and USA Today, Schultz said, America is at a fragile and critical moment in its history. He argues political leaders have created a crisis of confidence and wreaked havoc on the economy, putting ideology above the needs of people. The teleconference is an opportunity for alienated Americans to express their desire for a more effective government. The forum will be hosted by nonpartisan group No Labels. For NPR News, I'm Vanessa Romo in Seattle.
A fast-moving wildfire on the main interstate between Southern California and Las Vegas is slowing down now that weather conditions have calmed. The fire began yesterday on the center divide of Interstate 15 and quickly grew to more than 1,100 acres. An evacuation of 1,500 homes was ordered when the flames came close to large ranch homes. Many of those residents are now being told it's safe to go back. Dangerous weather conditions are interfering with plans for those planning to go to California's beaches this weekend. The National Weather Service is extending high surf advisories through Sunday, warning that waves could be as high as 10 feet in some spots. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News.